Last Resort, the podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, everyone.
Bienvenue.
Bienvenidos.
Dang it, that's what I was going to say. Bonjour.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Thanks, Chris.
My name is Jeff.
Why? Why do my name Jeff?
It's totally a joke.
Yeah, I would never say something like that.
I'm sorry.
I would at least be cultured enough to say it in another language.
You can't fart.
Jag heter Jeff. That's in Swedish.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Weird flex, but okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Last Resort podcast, in case you didn't know what you were listening to.
Go ahead. Introduce yourself, Whitney.
Hello. I'm Whitney.
No way.
You probably know me by now. It's episode 5.
Let's hope so. My name is Chris.
Anything on that or just
Chris? No, it's been a pretty generic week.
All right. I'm Peyton on sports. Check in later and we'll be interviewing Seth Curry.
Oh, wow.
Who's Seth?
He's the brother.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We'll be interviewing Aisha Curry.
There you go.
Is that the wife?
Yeah.
Do Aisha with Seth. Don't even bring Steph. Get his daughter in there, too.
We couldn't get Steph.
We couldn't get Steph.
Let's be real. Stephen, if you're hearing us.
We can get Draymond, and that was it, but we said no.
Yeah, I turned that down. Fuck you, Draymond.
All right. What do you got for us today?
Are we ready to start?
Yeah, housekeeping? What's going on?
Housekeeping!
We have 6 reviews. 5 of them are 5 stars. 1 is 4 star. So that bastard that did 4 stars. How dare you?
Wait, who?
Who the hell do you think
who
you
the
are?
Hell do you think
can
you
we see
are?
Who it is?
No.
I'm coming for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, see, I thought they were
It's just they just tapped it. They didn't actually leave a comment. Please, leave a comment. We'd like to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
If it's a 4 star, you cheeky bastard.
Roast us, but still give us 5 stars.
Yeah, be nice, but also be mean.
Give us the reason it's 5 stars.
And I'm a little sensitive, so if you're going to be mean, don't be too mean.
If you're going to be mean to either Peyton or I, because I can take it like a champ.
My poor little soul.
And Peyton can take it like a champ.
I can take it. I'm just going to internalize and eventually blow up, and you'll probably see a documentary about it someday.
He's going to blow up. Wow.
We'll do an episode on you.
On
Entering
you?
Entering Neverland. I mean,
Oh, no.
Protect the little boy.
Did you watch that?
No.
I want to.
I think it's going to be too messed up. I don't think I can watch it.
Really? At the comedy show, there was a funny Michael Jackson joke. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So tell who you saw.
So I saw Eric Andre, and his opener was a writer from the Eric Andre show.
Yes.
And then during Eric's set, he's like, oh, Doug, the guy who opened, he's like, oh, he made like the best Michael Jackson joke. And it's like, what's Michael Jackson's favorite university? Brigham Young.
Mm.
Brigham Young.
That's good. I like that.
Them children. Of course I fuck them kids.
Oh,
why do you think I only brought around little boys?
Wait, so what do you mean it's too messed up that you feel like you can't watch it?
The child molestation.
You watch these brutal murder documentaries about like people being, what was it?
About abducted in plain sight.
Yeah, abducted in plain sight.
Yeah, I know. I can't, I mean, I can probably watch it. It's
Is it the white glove?
Yes.
The glove did not fit.
The glove did not end up being
that
white.
That could mean a lot of things.
Gross.
Wow. You stopped me in my tracks on that one.
He was a deer in headlights after he said that.
He's like,
wow, that's far even for me.
Man, should we just get hot takes from like political news? R. Kelly, thoughts. What are your thoughts right now?
I don't know. Ask
he's doing an episode.
I don't know. Ask the thoughts.
What?
The thoughts that he peed on. Oh.
That he brainwashed.
Yeah, he brainwashed.
It was pretty crazy.
Kept locked in a room. I'm fighting for my life.
I got a big heart, and I keep forgiving them.
Robert.
Have you seen the interview yet?
No.
Okay, it's crazy. He blows up. He
Who
freaks out.
Does?
Yeah.
Who's
I'm fighting
cops?
For my fucking life. It was like a
Barber Niner, just some something. Generic interviewer name.
Yeah, it was like one of those like night. Nightline.
I feel
bad.
Oh,
I thought you were saying it was his barber.
Oh, yeah, his barber. They're just like chilling at the barber shop. He's like, so Robert, what kind of fade are you looking for today?
I'm fighting for my fucking life.
He's 30 like,
years.
No more.
Yeah. Man. Okay, so now I'm conflicted, right? Are you guys still going to listen to Michael Jackson?
Frick. I listened to him today and it just felt wrong.
No, here's what I have to say.
Okay.
This problem has been known for a long time. This
but
isn't
I didn't
new...
know about it.
Really? Since a kid, I knew...
Scary Movie 3.
Yeah.
I'm just a little boy.
Yeah. I haven't seen that movie. Yeah. See, I'm quite sheltered.
Really? Because I know since a kid that, like, there's been rumors that he was a pedophile.
Yeah.
And well, I heard it was rumors. I didn't know. And then the real shit comes out. I'm like, okay.
About the whole room covered in pictures of Macaulay Culkin and all that
shit. Oh, I did hear.
So,
poor Macaulay.
I don't think that bad things that an artist has done takes away from their work. Necessarily. Should take away. Like if Steven Spielberg came out and was like, guess what, everyone? I'm a Nazi. I beg. All right. Jurassic Park still hits. Like.
Yeah. I saw like Pete Davidson talking about it, and he's like, "I think you can appreciate it as long as you can like as long as you say they are a bad person."
Yeah. It's like some people with a friend of mine, if he's listening, I doubt he is. He likes Tana Mongeau. I hate her.
No idea what you're talking about.
He can't draw the difference between being attractive and being a god awful person. I'm like, yeah, she's good looking. Don't get me wrong, because he'll send me pictures of her, and I'm like, yeah, she's good looking, but I fucking hate her. And he's like, why, bro? And I name like a list of reasons, and he's like, so she's hot. And there's a big difference between being hot and being a good person or having a good product. Pretty Young Thing, Smooth Criminal, those are amazing songs.
Billie Jean, I Want You Back.
I Want You Back. Yeah, those are all great songs. And for most of them, there before Michael Jackson did any of that.
That's true.
To his credit.
And with R. Kelly, Remix to Ignition is a dope song.
Still a good song.
I'm not a huge fan of that song.
Really? I really like that song.
Okay, so what do you think about people who are a good person but a little bit ugly?
What?
What do you mean?
Me!
Why'd you turn this on to yourself?
he's like, some people can't. There's a difference between being hot and also being a good person.
So you're like,
what if it's vice versa? You're a good person, but you're not hot.
You're just a good person.
I feel like that's generally the, like, hot people are generally not good people, and people who are less attractive generally are.
Some of us are better people. Some of us have to be funny.
I don't know. I feel like Trailer Park's beg to differ on that, though.
Now, they're all so hot.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. They're all so hot. There's not very many bright souls.
No.
If you're listening to this from a Trailer Park, I'm sure you're the exception. Or not, because you're listening to this. I don't know. I should say, if you're listening and enjoying this, you're probably not the exception.
Yeah.
All right. So, with Trailer Parks out of the way,
yeah,
we can get to today's secondary focus besides Trailer Parks.
So, besides talking about R. Kelly and Michael Jackson.
I love you, Robert. If you're listening, please Robert. Me.
Jeez. Please tell me when to eat.
Okay, wait. Let me say this last thing on R. Kelly.
Okay.
If you say, when someone asks you, how old do you like your women? And like, what age do you like women? And you can't offer a specific age. You can just say, of legal age, you're guilty. Or he says, are you attracted to teenage girls? And he says, define teenage.
That's like a softball. That is a softball. All you say is, no, I am not attracted to teenage girls, and you're okay.
So easy. Why, R. Kelly?
He's probably just not, I don't know.
What age of girls are you guys attracted to?
25.
Of legal age. I mean, oh, fuck.
No,
I think he just didn't want to close his options. Because what if there's that 18-year-old girl out there that's like.
She's like trying to hit him up.
Yeah. She's like, R. Kelly.
She's like hitting his DMs like right then. Up. Like, oh, yeah.
Wouldn't make a difference if she's 15 or 18 to Robert. But no. That's
she's like, damn it, I'm a teenager.
Yeah.
Damn it, I'm 27.
Yeah.
Shit.
Too young.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, you 16? You're a little old for my taste. Yeah. One too many candles there, sister.
Oh, jeez.
All right. For the third introduction, Whit, please.
Take us away. Are you ready to hear a wild story?
Yeah.
I decided to switch it up. This is not a cult or a conspiracy. Ooh. This is a story of survival.
Wow.
I'm here to inspire.
I just got goosebumps.
I'm here to inspire you and amaze you.
You do this whole thing while juggling.
You can't see, juggling, but she's carrying machetes right now.
She's taming a wild tiger right now.
Sword swallowing.
While you're still talking, you're like.
Oh, that was disgusting, Chris.
I feel like that's what like talking with the sword in your throat would sound like.
Can we get that again?
One more time? Oh, man, I hope that doesn't get like cut and used for all the wrong reasons. Please.
I feel like that's what you wanted when you made that noise.
I do not want that happening.
Right. Well, I'm leaving that in.
Yeah, leave it in. It's okay.
She's going to boost it, actually.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be super so bass boosted. Just like it came like. Yeah.
All right.
Let's get going.
All right. This is an amazing story of survival now.
Cool.
Have you guys ever heard of Julian Kopke?
Yes.
Yeah, Julian Kopke, yeah.
Oh, what the hell? I always think I'm going to surprise you guys, but story you haven't heard.
This is the, they made a movie about it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Have you seen the movie?
No, I don't know anything about her. I've just heard the name.
Okay, this is a guy. Perfect. Okay, it's a girl. It's a girl.
You're thinking of Leon Trotsky.
I'm thinking of the guy Jungle with Daniel Radcliffe.
Wasn't his name? No, I'm not talking about him.
Was his name Yuri? Or like Yura or something like that?
Yeah, this is
Yanni or something.
Yanni.
Yossi.
Okay.
Yossi.
Okay, and what's this one?
Yossi.
Well, it's spelled Julianne, but they pronounce it Julian.
Okay. I heard Yuli, and so I thought it was Scott.
Julian.
I have not heard this. This is
Julianne, she's German.
Cool.
All right. Okay, so I did surprise you guys.
Yeah.
Shout out to me. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. So, Juliana was born in 1954 in Peru. Both of her parents, her parents were German. They moved to Peru to study animals. Her father was a biologist and her mother was an ornithologist, which means she studied birds. Who would probably do that?
I've had enough of these goddamn Germans moving to the South Americas.
Oh, I forgot. Wow.
Sick of
German
them.
German theme.
Sick of them.
Wow, yeah.
If you're listening and you're German, you're right.
Right.
As long as you're not an Argentinian.
As long as you're listening to us.
If you're listening and you're German, thank you for spreading us overseas.
Yeah, thank you for going international. That's crazy.
Well, they could be in the U.S.
No.
No, not possible.
They can't.
If you're German in the U.S. and are listening, please do spread us overseas.
Send to your grandmother and send and tell her hi for us.
I heard she's hot. I mean, please go.
Okay. So, her parents pretty much like raised her. She had her whole childhood in the towns near Lima, Peru.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she was 14, her parents moved the entire family into the Amazon jungle, and they built a little research station there.
Ooh.
And so they just, like, lived, like, alone.
Off the grid.
Yeah,
off the grid. Hell yeah. They were off the books.
This sounds so sus.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Off the books. We're off the books.
They just hear, oh!
Yeah, we send it.
They just never hear of us again.
We all just disappear. We do our own story of survival.
Oh,
that'd be awesome. Return episode 40 years from now.
Oh, yeah. It's episode 6. It's 40 years from now.
I'm missing an arm, and there's no reason why.
Yeah.
I talk like this. You don't know why I don't smoke.
You haven't smoked a cigarette a day in your life. You're like, hey, guys.
Well, hey, guys. It's me, Whitney, again.
No.
That was so, like, so accurate and disturbing. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
To be a smoker. It's not mouth to mouth, it's mouth to trachea.
Oh my lord.
Okay. Sorry, that kind of hurt my throat a little bit doing that voice.
Oh, my bad.
Because she was raised mostly in the jungle, like she was 14, like that's pretty formative years. I was a little brat when I was 14. Mm-hmm. But,
we know.
You didn't know me then.
She was with her parents, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're, like, raising her to love nature, like, teaching her all these survival skills.
Man. So her only interaction with people were pretty much her
pretty
parents.
Pretty much her parents and sometimes, like, people who would wander into the Amazon.
Yeah.
Some crazy. Birds that could talk.
Yeah. Well, her first pet was a parrot, that did say.
Wow.
She was a bird lady, so.
Damn.
Gets her a parrot, and she loved animals. So she was homeschooled by her parents, and she had very little contact with people outside of those two.
Yeah.
They had, like, zero technology, lighting, none of that, and no running water.
Hmm.
So they really did live off the grid. So her parents taught her jungle survival and how to deal with all the animals nearby, which included piranhas and flesh-eating birds and a variety of bugs. I didn't know flesh-eating birds existed.
Like vultures.
Yeah, I guess. What? Vultures would be like...
They eat like carcasses and stuff.
Well, there were vultures there.
Yeah, that could be like... Yeah, there's vultures everywhere.
Well, I'll get that later, but...
Ooh. That's like the only flesh-eating bird other than like hawks and stuff that I could think of.
Yeah?
I mean, my bird would eat flesh, though, should the opportunity arise, like in all seriousness.
But she said bloodlust, that's
why. But like a seagull would eat your flesh if an opportunity arose.
Because they have bloodlust.
That's what I'm saying. It's every bird would eat your flesh. It's like maybe a parakeet wouldn't. I don't know. Maybe
well, apparently there are birds that like... go after you, I'm guessing. This is flesh-eating birds.
Magpies.
Birdemic.
Oh, that's that story for
I'm
another
scared
time.
Of birds, so someone else tell that story some other time.
Keep going.
So they teach her how to find her way through the jungle, and her dad tells her to follow... What?
Follow Jesus.
No. I was laughing because Paige was like, okay, go on.
All right. Okay. So her father tells her, like, the best way to find your way in the jungle is to find, like, a little stream that flows.
Okay.
So put a pin in that for later.
Ooh. Like, just follow it down?
Yeah, it'll, like, downstream? Eventually, like, lead, like, it'll give should you fresh somewhere. Water, and it should lead to civilization, because people usually build hopefully civilizations around water.
Yeah.
And he also taught her never to put on your boots without shaking out poisonous spiders that could kill you. So this was very, very treacherous lifestyle.
Yeah. Relatable. Any Australian
Mondays.
That's how it is living in the basement in my house. So they spent 18 months in the jungle, just like only living in the jungle, no other human contact really. Damn. She learned to love it, but by the time it was time for her to go to high school, the school system intervened and they were like, look, you can't keep homeschooling her. If she wants like a high school diploma, she's going to have to go to real school.
Okay. Okay. Wait, just to clarify. So they were only 18 months in the jungle. So all before that.
Yeah. So they were just living in like the city, like the town.
Okay, cool. Was she still homeschooled or did she go to like,
I think she went to normal school. They just homeschooled her in the jungle.
Okay. So it wasn't like she was homeschooled her entire life and it was like,
Didn't say that she was. But the school system was like, she needs to have a real life and not just like only be in the jungle.
Yeah.
So she did just that. She went to high school. She and her mom moved back to Lima. Oh, no. It wasn't her mom. Just her. Her parents stayed in the jungle.
Wow.
And she moved back to like Lima area. And then she graduated when she was 17 years old. And she planned on going back to see her parents for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But, so she was going to leave. It was, like, she graduated, like, December 20th or something and was planning on leaving then. Mm-hmm. But there was, like, a graduation ceremony and also her prom. And so she didn't want to miss those. So she stayed a couple days later. And her mom was like, okay, like, I'll come and pick you up from Lima. And then we'll just go meet your father down by the jungle. Yeah. And we'll all spend Christmas together. And so her mom comes up and she went to prom. And there's, like, pictures. Kind of cute. And pretty sweet. That's me and my prom.
So is she like blonde and everything?
Yeah, she's like, she looks just like a...
Like a German.
I was just kind of wondering if she would stick out like a sore thumb in Lima, Peru.
Yeah, but her date looked like he wasn't like super like Hispanic type.
I know where he came from.
Her date was Hitler.
It's like an 80-year-old man.
I'm like, here's her date. He's got the Hitler
mustache. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. That'd be so bad.
So her mom comes to pick her up to fly down together after the prom. They were going to go fly and meet her dad. But because it was Christmas time, all the flights down to wherever, lower Peru, were like booked up. And the only one open was Lanza Flight 508. And the reason why it had open seats was because, like, the year before, they had a crash and it killed 99 out of 100 passengers.
What? Who was that one person that survived? That's crazy.
No.
The captain, he saw it coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, or it's like glass.
He's still alive today.
Yeah. It's Bruce Willis. That one person was Bruce Willis. Is that Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis came in our last episode,
no way.
Too. So he said he would play Peyton.
God damn it. Bruce Willis will not play me.
I want Bruce Willis to play you so
Bruce
badly.
Bruce Willis with a wig.
No. Yes! Sixth Sense Bruce Willis. Good Bruce Willis.
No.
Die Hard Bruce Willis.
I think they're...
Yippee-ki-yay.
I don't think he's enough of like a comedian.
That's true. You need someone that's more sarcastic.
Let's make a drama. No comedy of our lives. Just drama.
Very dramatic.
I want Vin Diesel.
Well, okay. If it's drama, I can't have Zooey Deschanel play me.
No. Who would you have then?
Amy Adams.
She don't look like me.
She could.
She could.
She played Barbara Bush.
That's true. She's kind of a chameleon, I guess.
Yeah.
Or Robin Scherbatsky.
Who would play Chris?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Really?
No, I was thinking him because he could play
Who's
anything.
Who's that?
He's got Lincoln.
Why Daniel Day-Lewis?
Because he can do anything.
No, the kid with the eyebrows has been in dramas, though.
Okay, but that kid's our actors are, like, old.
I do not want that kid being me.
I'm sorry.
Do we look similar?
No, it's the haircut.
I think it's the haircut for sure.
Oh!
I'm sorry, Greeny.
We need to...
Maybe, like, the jaw.
I think it's maybe the mouth, nose, and hair.
It's maybe the eyebrows.
The guy looks weird.
You don't look weird.
It's his eyebrows that look weird.
Shit.
Yeah, but at least it's not freaking Bruce Willis. He's bald.
Bruce Willis is dope, though.
I'm going bald.
We said Bruce.
Young Bruce Willis when he wasn't bald. Yeah.
Young Money.
Young Brucey.
We'll have to put, for the Instagram, we'll post Young Brucey Jesus.
we'll post side-by-sides of each of us with our actors. Okay, yeah, so am I Robin Scherbatsky, or who am I?
Okay, well, you can just, like, choose the prettiest actress out there.
Well, bitch. I've gotten that I look like Taylor Swift. I don't see that.
That's weird.
I don't see that.
I've gotten Margot Robbie, which I could kind of see if she was brunette.
Bitch, what?
I kind of have a similar face to her.
To Margot?
I think it's the eyes. Harry, the movie buff, told me. That I look like Margot.
As opposed to the other Harry.
But I've also... Potter? I've also gotten Emma Stone, which is probably the one I see the most.
I could see that one. She could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm okay with that one.
That one makes sense.
So we got Bruce Willis, who is like 60.
I want John Mulaney to play me.
Emma Stone for me. And then we've got the 17-year-old John Mulaney makes more sense.
I think John Mulaney could play me.
Bruce Willis is just funny. Like, it's just a meme.
I just think it's funny. I think Bruce Willis is always
I think that John Mulaney could play me. I like him.
He's funny.
Yeah.
I think he could.
Only our Instagram followers will see who really plays Peyton. Okay. So, anyway, that flight a year ago from the same airline. The airline's super sketchy and cheap, and that's why I had open seats. And there's the crash in the past killed people. And the mom's like, okay, let's do it. So they get on the plane.
Okay. All right, I like where this is going.
Their flight leaves at noon. Everything's looking good. Juliana likes to fly, so she's just chilling. Her mom's kind of anxious because her mom's like, oh, shit, I put us on this flight.
Yeah.
And another one crashed. This is, like, the shittiest airline. But
were there 98 other people on the plane with them?
The plane was pretty much full. So.
One survivor.
All of a sudden, things go dark, and they experience turbulence. And turns out they've flown into a thunderstorm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Un accidente.
So all the luggage, all the like overhead bins open up, the luggage is flying everywhere, and it's super like bumpy, shaky, and completely dark. And then all of a sudden they see this huge, bright, bright flash of light on the right side of the plane. And turns out the lightning had struck the right wing and ignited the fuel tank of the plane.
Nice.
Jeez.
This is when Juliana hears her mom say, this is it, this is the end, and the plane takes a nosedive. It starts disintegrating as they're falling.
Yep.
Juliana's mom and the guy, so the mom had the middle seat, I think, and the guy next to her had the aisle seat. Juliana had the window seat.
Okay.
The seat disconnects from the plane because the plane disintegrates and they're literally falling. The mom and the guy next to her shoot out of their seats and Juliana doesn't know where they are. And Juliana's falling from the sky and spinning while she falls because it's like those little plants, like when you would throw the little seedlings in the tree and they'd fall down like a helicopter.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how she's falling to the earth.
Yeah.
And she says that she sees the jungle as she's free falling and describes it as looking at like broccoli. And she remembers falling in her seat, passes out, and then doesn't remember anything after that.
Damn.
So turns out she fell 2 miles to the earth.
Nice.
Whoa, free fell.
And that's insane to me because I went skydiving and it was like, we free fell for like 1,000 feet and then they pulled the parachute and it was fine.
Really?
But that was so insanely scary.
Well, that's true because like commercial airlines are way higher.
Yeah.
So they're just like at cruising level.
I think it said it was 21,000 feet for a while, but then like when she was falling, it was 10,000 feet.
That's crazy.
And so she blacks out. And wakes and is, like, in and out of consciousness for, like, the next few hours. And then finally, the rain starts falling on her face, and she wakes up, like, a day later. And so she wakes up, and she's in the jungle alone. She can't see anyone else around. And she's dressed in a mini dress and has one sandal on. She lost her glasses and cannot see without them. And one eye of hers is swollen shut.
Oh, geez.
So her injuries include a broken collarbone. She said she could, like... that it was like broken underneath her skin, but it wasn't a compound fracture, so it didn't come out.
Okay. My brother had that exact same thing happen to him.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you could see it broken under the skin.
Like, yeah, and then he had to get screws to put it together. Like there's just a separation right here.
Oh my gosh.
Skiing.
So she tore her ACL during the fall, fractured her shin, Oh my God. I wrote skin, shit. But it meant shin.
Fractured all of her
Fractured
skin.
Fractured her skin. And she strained some of her neck vertebrae and had several deep cuts. And she said that the cuts were like super deep, but they weren't like super bloody. They just looked like little canyons on her skin.
What?
Why? And like on her leg, she had a really deep one.
Why weren't they bleeding?
The blood must have clotted while she was asleep.
Oh, like okay. Yeah.
But like, so they're super deep and but she had all those injuries after falling 2 miles. Like that is like an insane amount of luck, miracle, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So she wakes up. I don't know if she wakes. I think she's probably out of the seat by the time she hits the ground. I think that the seats probably came all apart when she was going through the canopy of trees.
Yeah.
Because she wakes up and she sees her mother's seat near her, but her mother's not anywhere around. So her first priority when she wakes up, she's like, I have to find my mom. Crawls around for hours and like is searching. She can't see anything because she doesn't have her glasses and her eye is swollen shut.
And at this point, she's like 17 years old?
She's 17.
That is crazy.
And she's just in a little tiny dress, like, because that was like the style. She's just trying to get nice, wear a nice little outfit, cute little 17-year-old. So she's crawling around blind, searching for her mom. She's like calling out. And she gives up after, like, hours of looking. She can't find her mom.
Mm-hmm.
What she does find is a bag of candy and, like, some cake because it was Christmas, so people were, like, transporting presents and stuff home. Mm-hmm. So she saw a bunch of presents littered around, and the only food she found was a little bag of, like, sweets and this cake. And she's, like, she said in the documentary, because I watched the documentary, she tried some of the cake, but it tasted so bad that she didn't want to take it with her. And she was like,
really?
Yeah, because it was like super muddy and like
shitty. Oh, okay.
And so then she was like, looking back on it, I should have kept the cake.
Something, yeah.
Like that was dumb. But she kept the candy, and that candy was like super important for later survival. On. So she finds the candy and she's like, had been searching for her mom, but mostly just staying in the same area. Like, but as she was searching, she kept looking and, like, making landmarks to remember where she was.
Yeah.
So she kind of just was staying in the same place. And so she's just kind of chilling for a little bit. And here's a plane overhead. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I might be rescued. So she's like, I need to get out of the canopy because it's, like, super thick trees. Like, you can't see anything in there. Like, mm-hmm. She said it looked like broccoli. Like,
yeah.
So she goes, and as she's looking for, like, like open land, the plane... She hears it leave her. Like,
damn.
She missed her chance on that one. But she did find a little tiny stream, and she remembered what her dad had taught her and said, that's how you find civilization. So she starts walking by the stream, and the stream's just getting bigger, like, as she's walking.
Mm.
So that was a good sign.
Yeah.
But since she can't see, she knows, like, because she knows all the animals of the jungle and stuff, and she's like, okay, I could, like, step on a snake, and it could bite me and kill me.
That's oh, right. That's so sketchy. She's, like, educated.
And she's blind. Like, I can't imagine walking through a freaking jungle without my glasses on. I can't
my glasses.
See shit. Yeah, freaking
my glasses. On. Yeah, that's so, that's yeah.
Yeah. So what she's doing is she throws her one sandal like feet ahead of her to test like if there's anything on the ground, and then she'll go pick it up, throw it again, walk, pick
that's
it up.
That's smart.
Yeah, she was insanely smart.
That is crazy.
My question is, would you guys rather be lost in, like, the Rocky Mountains, like, snowy Rocky Mountains, or, like, the jungle?
I don't know, really. I think that maybe the jungle, because I think I could find more things. I could find things that I would know are edible.
That's true, but I feel like there's more things in the jungle to kill you.
There's more snakes, spiders, jaguars.
But I don't know what I would eat if I was stuck in, like, the Rocky Mountains.
See, the inverse is that Rocky Mountains could be very desolate, and so you just can maybe not find anything
so
and just starve.
Cold.
Yeah.
That's what my concern is it's like cold and snow rather than like, you know, I could sleep at night and be all right in the Amazon.
Yeah.
Freeze to death.
If it was like spring, I would choose Rocky Mountains.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
And spring's also rainy season in the...
Or just summer.
Spring, the racy season.
Racy season. Yeah, no. But like, so I guess any time other than winter, I would choose Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if I could survive in the mountains. Like, maybe I could like build a fire and shit. But
yeah,
I don't
I'm sure
know.
That's easy. Just killing a goat.
Yeah. I'm like, can you imagine me trying to kill
anything?
Something. Any animal is going to be bigger than me and stronger than me.
That's not true.
A deer would probably kick my ass. Deer has kicked my ass when I hit it with my car.
It kicked your car.
I think it would be so hard for me to kill the animals.
If I had to, I would kill an animal.
If I had to, I would, but it's like, I think it would be hard to get myself to.
It probably depends on the animal too. If it was cute, I'd have trouble with it. If it was like looking at me, I'd be like, I can't.
And is it standing between me and my survival?
Whitney, would you whip that thing against a tree? Would you stomp a bunny for
curb stomp it?
Just stomp it till it's dead for $500,000.
I feel like that'd be one stomp.
$500,000, yeah.
Okay.
Oh shit.
Would you do a puppy?
No.
See, I'd rather do a puppy than a bunny.
You're a sick bastard.
What?
Oh, that's a so. Puppy? Oh, she called. That's like the most genuine diss I think Whitney's ever put out, calling me a sick bastard.
Why is it any more sick to stomp a puppy than a bunny?
Oh, puppy.
They're both bad.
I think it's just that you like dogs.
I literally have been a dog. I was a dog like every year for Halloween until sixth grade.
Yeah, see, I don't really have a preference for dogs.
I would read dog encyclopedias for fun when I was a kid.
500G. Man, that could be the cutest puppy.
Peyton had a bunny growing up, though.
Yeah, I had a bunny growing up. His name was Fatty.
See, I've had Fatty. All dogs.
I've had zero dogs.
How do you feel about kittens?
I think kittens are cute. I don't love cats.
Would you stomp a kitten? $500,000.
I honestly would probably have a harder time stomping a kitten than a puppy.
Odd.
What? But
a dog depends than a cat.
Type of dog.
A He's dog an than even a cat.
Sicker bastard than I thought.
I don't know. I just like. I could reason with myself that the puppy understands.
The puppy somehow the puppy knows.
Loves you so much that somehow it's like.
It's like, take my life, yeah.
Dogs. Dogs are just. We don't deserve them.
They're just loving.
Literally. Oh my gosh. I see a dog. Like a freaking support dog. Every time I drive down, I see like this dog with a man and he's blind and I almost cry every time.
I literally send Whitney a Snapchat of a dog that was missing one leg. It was fine, it had three legs. It was a small dog. Was it a puppy?
It looked like a puppy of a larger breed.
It could be, but yeah, he was just going along and Whitney almost cried. Just from the Snapchat of...
Back to the question.
Yeah.
If it was between you and your survival, say there's a little coyote puppy or a wolf puppy or something.
I would kill it. I would have to. I would have to kill it. Yes.
You'd have to, but like...
Throw it into the sun or something. I don't know.
Punt it.
Yeah, punt it.
Okay, let's move
I'm
on.
I'm so distressed.
You can't move on.
These scenarios on well, my
This is part
here.
One of the podcast. So I'll do a part two.
See, but if I had like a little jaguar kitten, I'd be like, dang, this is cute and a precious creature of our community. I can't kill this.
Jaguar is a precious creature of our community.
Well, I mean.
That's like the evilest one in the Mowgli story. What is that? Jungle Book.
Jungle Book. Mowgli story.
No, that's a tiger. Mowgli story. A tiger is a bad guy.
Panther. Isn't it a panther?
Yeah, the panther's
the
a good guy.
The black cat's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
The tiger.
And also the snake, who is also voiced by Scarlett Johansson.
She's in it very briefly, too. It's strange.
She's got such a nice voice.
A lot of people were like, is it weird I was aroused by
I wish I had a sexy voice like that.
Her voice is so
I love
sexy.
When I'm sick and I get a little raspy. Like,
oh, me too. Kid. When it's like kind of raspy.
Yeah. I think you got a good raspy voice, Chris.
Thank you. I feel like my voice is my best characteristic.
Oh, one of our fans, shout out.
Yes.
You know who you are.
It was
she
me.
She said that you both have really nice voices, and she asked me why I'm dating neither of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Whitney, why aren't you dating either one of us, huh?
You close that door, bitch.
I did. She...
What about me?
What you're dating.
Oh, man.
Don't say it facetiously. Is it because, man, I have so many reasons.
Yeah.
It's because you are a clone of me.
Yeah. We would ruin each other.
That is why.
You would. The world could not handle
that. The world could not handle
that. All your comedy that you feel like you need to apologize for when you make, it probably comes from me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I swear like 90% of your comedy is just jokes Peyton says.
Oh, it comes out.
That's a little mean.
Not 90%. Sorry.
That's a little mean to me.
Well, you did like a my name Jeff. You are original. 90 was high, but yeah. A lot of jokes.
My name Jeff was 100%.
Okay, a lot of my jokes are me quoting a lot of other things, though, like Norbit.
God, do you quote Norbit a lot?
I've never heard you quote Norbit more than like twice.
To my mom.
Okay.
My Lord. Mom likes Norbit.
You should start quoting Norbit and see if we notice.
I will.
Do you think we will notice?
Test me, I will.
I was gonna say if we do it right now, we're obviously gonna notice if we test you.
I'll show you how a bitch go down the slide.
Yeah, I'm sure you could just slide that into conversation nonchalantly.
Wait like a week and then say that and see if either of us notice.
I can quote most of that movie.
Can you really?
Good God.
Yes. All right. Shall I get back to my story?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Where was I? Oh, the shoe.
What's right? Oh, the shoe. I forgot about that.
God, that was like
it all started with the Rocky Mountains.
Man, so like the first 10 minutes of this whole podcast is us just BSing, and then there's like
and then
a
there's
break.
There's like 10 minutes in the middle of just full BS.
Oh, man.
No, some of it pertained. It was the jungle versus Rocky Mountains.
Oh, okay, that's true. Right.
And then it went and then if killing you could small stomp animals. A puppy, and you said,
"You said awful." That was such a genuine reaction.
That was amazing. Yeah. That was good. I'm glad we captured that.
Yeah. I'm not.
Anyway, so she's throwing her shoe, feet in front of her, crawling, going to find it. And at the same time, there's a bunch of fallen logs and vines and all that shit she has to freaking climb over as she's blind. And as bugs are, like, eating her alive. And she's just like, it sounds hellish to me, honestly.
Yeah.
But then she's like, as she's doing all this, she hears a vulture call and she recognizes it because, as we know, her mom was into birds.
Man, you ever heard a vulture call?
No.
That's the most disgusting, freaky shit ever. They like hiss.
Can you recreate it?
No. No, it's kind of like
huskies.
It's kind of like
no way. Is it that?
Like,
should I do it like, again?
Ew, that's
it's
disgusting.
Like this. It's like
sounds like you're blowing your nose.
Yeah, it's really like it's like a hiss though.
That's grody.
They're really freaky.
Like Trump.
What?
The hiss?
Oh, yeah. he was signing Bibles at a church and giving them out.
Isn't that sacrilegious?
Who signs the Bible?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never really thought of that.
It's like, it's not even his own book.
Yeah.
Like,
no, but isn't that sacrilegious?
He was about to quote the Bible is what you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Third Peter.
That's why he was hissing.
Yeah. It burns when he touches it.
Yeah. He's like, ah! Too holy!
That wasn't his mouth, that was his skin burning to
the Bible.
Oh, hell. Okay.
Oh, hell. Back to vultures.
So she hears the vulture calling and she's like, oh shit, there's dead bodies around.
Mm-hmm.
So as she keeps walking around, she finds like some wreckage of the plane and she sees three of the passengers. They are in kind of a horrific state. They had fallen head first from the plane.
Yeah.
And their heads were like drilled into the ground so she could just see their feet. Like all three of them, it's just feet sticking out of the ground.
Wait, they went that far into the ground?
Yeah. Like she said, she could just see feet and legs.
Damn.
Let me get this straight. Does she eat them?
No.
Oh.
Well, that was actually a really good question. I thought you were going to somehow make it about sucking toes. Yeah, I bet sucking toes about something like that, but that was a good question.
Okay. No, I was just thinking of that story about the guy who, the soccer team that crashes in the
ambulance. Oh, yeah.
I met the guy that survived.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't they have to eat each other?
Yeah.
They didn't eat each other. They ate all the dead bodies.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's a gnarly story.
Yeah. Jeez. That's pretty gnar. This one's less gnar. So she sees their feet and she's like, one of the people she realizes is a woman, like, by what they were wearing and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, shit, like, this could be my mom. So she looks and she figures out that it's not her mom's body. And the only reason she knows is because the lady's toenails were painted and her mom never did that. So she's like, this isn't my mom.
Shit, that's, like, such a tough spot to be in.
Isn't that so?
Like, would you want, I mean, that'd be almost relieving to be like, my mom's
like,
at least dead.
Like, you're not just wondering.
Yeah, you know? Kathy, I love you.
I love you, Mom. Okay. So, by this time, it's December 28th. They left on Christmas Eve, December 24th.
Wow. So, it's been days.
It's been 4 days.
And she's surviving off candy?
Yeah. She's, like, I think by then, she's... Yeah.
I pretty
by
much
day,
that
by
anyway.
December 28th, she's run out of her candy.
Okay. Did it say what candy it was?
God, it just says sweets.
She deserves that candy like for a lifetime.
I hope it was Sour Patch.
She probably. I was gonna say. I hope it's like something she did not enjoy. So it's like when she gets home,
Oh, it's like run for.
Remember that one time I saw bodies drilled 6 feet into the ground and I ate Sour Patch watermelon?
Yeah, she's just walking around eating the wadis.
Like bit of honey.
She's like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's like bit of, it's like circus peanuts. I wouldn't wish like, that upon anyone. Actually. Probably,
I would rather starve.
I would just assume starve.
Maybe it's Boston baked beans.
Oh,
I would assume starve. That's disgusting.
I would rather starve than. Well, or,
okay, no, I'm hoping that? It's just like something in between. It's just like a
I don't like chocolate like bar. The potato candy. The Idaho Spud. Candy?
Oh, I don't
who the
know
fuck does
that
like
is.
That?
I've never even tried it because it's not appealing to me.
No, I just hope it's like a Hershey's chocolate like bar.
I don't think it was chocolate. I think it was like hard candies. That's what I'm assuming.
I was imagining like butterscotch. Yeah,
butterscotch lollies.
Or like yeah.
I love butterscotch. I would enjoy having a large bag.
And dying in the jungle.
I kind of feel like it's those strawberry candies.
No, those are delicious.
I love those so much.
I've looked everywhere for those, and it's so hard to find them.
Strawberry bonbons are so good.
That's what they're called.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where they come from.
I did, because I loved them so much, and they have a little goo in the middle.
Mm. Okay. I just unlocked a memory. Do you want candy was the best in elementary school? What? The little root beer barrels.
Genuine.
Wendy's is chock full of genuine reactions today.
I've been cooped up in a car for like 7 hours today.
Oh man,
it's been good.
Yeah, no, those are so good.
Those little barrels look really good. Shitty in their little plastics, and you eat them, and you're like,
and they kind of hurt your mouth. They kind of cut up your mouth.
It's like Cap'n Crunch.
Oh yes,
I don't get that experience with Cap'n Crunch. I can straight nash those against the roof of my mouth, and they don't cut them.
You must have a freaking snake skin on the inside of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, girl, you trying to find
he's
out.
He's got 4 sets of teeth in there.
Oh, yeah, they're like, they like all move like.
That's why you won't date me, huh?
Yeah, he's
a shark. You're not human. Shark boy and lava girl.
I'm lava girl because I'm hot.
Am I George Lopez?
Yes.
Can I have George Lopez play me?
All right. It's yeah. George Lopez.
Okay, George. Figure out mine.
Who's the guy that plays Machete?
Oh, Danny Trejo.
Yeah, Danny Trejo could play Wit.
Just shave the mustache.
Is he dressing up as a woman?
Yep. Oh, okay.
Okay. I think Danny Trejo came up in one of our episodes.
He did. This is weird. Why is Bruce Willis and Danny Trejo?
It's all full circle.
Is that Bruce Willis? Is that Bruce Willis?
So, anyway, she runs out of food on day 4, and it's rainy season, so there's no fruit for her to pick. And she has no knife or any way to like light a fire and cook things because everything's wet.
And she's still blind at this point.
I'm sure her eyes still swollen shut. And she still doesn't have glasses even if it's not swollen shut.
Yeah.
Like, that's blind, girl. Her eyes are probably even worse than mine. Wait, well, actually,
maybe.
I have no way of knowing that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hot take, but I like it.
I was assuming. So she's kind of SOL. Day 4, yeah. She's like, well, damn, I can't cook. I can't freaking cut anything up or do anything.
Yeah.
And this whole time there are bugs, like tons of bugs.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
So the whole time she's unable to sleep. So she's deprived of sleep, starving. Luckily she has water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Like, you can survive way longer if you have water and no food.
Yeah, you can have. I heard he can go without food for like almost a month.
That's what I've heard too. So it must be true. I mean,
that is wild.
If we both heard the same things, I'm sure
it must be true, right?
So
Jesus.
Then at this point, she's like at a part in the river where it's like super, it's widened out. So she starts to swim, and in this river, there's piranhas.
Yeah.
But she says that since she knew, like, she had so much education on these animals,
piranhas
that, like,
don't really do
the
much
piranhas
to
will swim to the bottom and they're not gonna, like, wanna eat you.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I never knew that. I
There's
thought
never...
you stick your toe in piranha infected water and they'd
yeah.
eat it
oh.
to the bone.
I thought both of us were like.
We both started shaking our hands violently up and down.
Yeah. Kind of like when you get those fish that eat the dead skin off your feet. Yo. So, it's like, they swarm. That's how I imagine piranhas.
That's how I imagine they're just like.
Yeah, yeah, but
I think
actually
it's
eating
cartoons.
Your skin.
There has
probably
in piranhas,
Disney.
Well, a piranha can strip a corpse in like several piranhas can strip a corpse in like a herd, a pack of them. I don't know what to call it. Can
yeah.
strip a, like a cow corpse,
a murder,
in, like, a minute or less.
Oh my hell! So what do your toe?
But there's never ever been a recorded case of them killing a human.
So only a body, like a lifeless body.
Cow body.
They're more. Yeah, I mean they. It's like they have bitten humans. But it's usually like live subjects are too much of a danger to them.
Hmm. I guess it makes sense. They're pretty small.
Some of them get like big, like dinner plates. They get pretty big.
Could you imagine that big a piranha?
If you go to the aquarium in Salt Lake, they have piranhas that big. They're like generally about that big.
Are there still sloths at the aquarium?
Yeah, there are.
Hell yeah.
It's a good time.
I just unlocked a memory of the Goofy movie where they're sitting on the car floating down the river and Goofy sticks his toe in and there's a big old fish on it. And he's got a human foot and he's a dog.
A big old fish on it.
Yeah. What was that?
I'm going off the rails here.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so she's swimming in the river, but she knows she's chilling because the piranhas aren't going to eat her.
Yeah.
And so at some point, she's just like, just starts floating in the river with her back up.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, at one point, she reaches around and, like, touches her back. She's like, ow, it hurts. Pulls it away. There's blood. Realizes the sun has been burning her this whole time, and she's got second-degree burns on her skin from the sun.
What? From just...
floating down the river.
That is so insane. That is crazy. I didn't know you could bleed from a sunburn.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I guess it's probably scabbed over and just got rubbed or something like that.
Yeah, and I think you would know a lot about sunburns because you're very pasty.
I'm very pasty. I get sunburned very easily.
Rolling down the river. Yeah, I mean, she is a German. So, like, blonde German.
Chris, you're German, aren't you?
I do have, yeah. My mom's ancestry is German.
So... basically same skin.
Basically, she could be...
that's like you floating down a river, zero sunscreen.
Oh my.
Very...
everyone should be worried if that happens, yes. I would not last like an hour.
I will send you sunscreen if you're ever floating down a river.
Send a drone. Amazon. Send a drone a care package of sunscreen.
Just like make a noise. And then I'll just freaking be like, countries away. I'm like, Chris?
Yeah, you're like, night. And then they just drop it.
Yeah, that's all you say is,
yeah, night.
I'm like, I'm coming, baby.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
All right.
Hey, that's German.
That is German.
Full circle. Okay. So she's like freaking in the worst situation she can be in. She's all bloody, in pain, being eaten by bugs. She still has festering wounds, and they're like starting.
Oh, and she's in a river in the jungle.
Ooh. Yeah.
Caimans. Do caimans make a feature in this story? Because that'd be kind of tight. Damn, that'd be cool.
Do they live in the Amazon?
Yeah, they're like...
they're like those baby tiny alligators, right?
Yeah, crocodiles. I mean, baby tiny, like 7-8 feet long.
Oh, I thought they were like tiny, like baby. Well, shit. Okay. Anyway, as she's floating down, she's like starving, fantasizing about food and hallucinating. And she keeps thinking like she can hear like people around her and she can't. It's just like the lack of food, the lack of sleep, it's all messing with her head. And as she's floating down the river, she's like freaking like the Frogger game where you hop across a log.
Yeah.
She's in the river trying to dodge the logs floating and like, or climb over them.
Yeah.
And so she's just freaking having a lot of issues.
Yeah.
So she makes it to 10 days. And finally she's like, I'm sick of floating. So she crawls out of the river and she just starts taking a nap on like a gravel bed on its banks.
Mm-hmm.
And she sleeps for a little bit, wakes up, and she sees a boat. And she's like, am I hallucinating? She goes and touches the boat. It's a real boat. And all of a sudden, like, she's like, oh, boat will have fuel. And what she remembers is her... so she has maggots in all of her wounds. Like,
yeah.
Disgusting. And her dad, she remembered, her dog had maggots in
his
thing. And he poured gasoline in the wounds. And it got the maggots out.
Yeah.
So wait, she does that to herself.
Wait, so there aren't any people on the boat?
No.
Okay.
It's like just a freaking docked boat in this little area.
Okay.
And
but it wasn't there when she fell asleep, right?
I think she just didn't see it. I think she was just like...
Oh, I thought someone like...
No.
...parked it and I was like, oh.
No, I think she was just like...
damn, that sucks. I thought this was like concluding and that she's going to be saved.
Well, you never know. Don't read my notes.
I'm not reading. That sucks about the maggots. Jesus.
Yeah, so she pours gasoline out and she just is like sitting there watching them squirm out of her wounds. She picks out 35 maggots. She counted them. And all the accounts say 35.
Why? That's so badass.
That's so gross. And so then she like looks around a little bit in the area and she's like exhausted. And she sees a little trail that leads to a hut. And so she's like, she follows the trail, but it's like a short trail because the state she's in, it takes hours to get there. And she finally reaches the hut, but there's no one there. And she's like, damn. And so she's like calling out, nobody's around. So she's like, okay, well, I guess I'll just sleep here.
Yeah.
And so she like covers herself with a tarp to get the rain, keep the rain from covering her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I'll freaking sleep another day. So this is day 11. And she wakes up and she's still just alone. They're not there. And at dusk of day 11, three lumbermen come out of the jungle and they're like, they see her and she's like telling them in Spanish because she's in Peru. She knows Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm the girl from the flight and I've survived. I need your help. So they feed her and they help her with her wounds and shit. And then they like, they all go to sleep. And the next day they take her on a 7-hour boat ride to one of their lumber stations. And then finally a pilot agrees to fly her and to a hospital, and she's reunited with her dad.
Damn. Okay. I thought it was going to be a dark turn.
I told you it's a survival story.
Yeah, no. But I thought when you were like, they traveled 7 hours. I'm like, oh shit, they're taking her somewhere else. Like,
oh no, it's a happy story.
Okay, good. Damn. So, but they never found the mom?
I'm getting to that.
I thought the story was over. I'm sorry.
The story's not over. So, she's finally reunited with her dad. They ended up finding her mother's body 19 days later after the crash.
Damn.
And the mom apparently had survived for a couple hours after the crash. Like, she survived to the landing, but she died from her wounds and starving.
Shit.
So, anyway, so she lives in Peru for a while with her dad, but she, like, the fame is, like, not okay. Like, people will keep, like, pestering her.
Oh, yeah.
And so her dad's like, you need to go back to Germany and go live with your aunt. She was so mad. Like, she wanted to keep living in Peru, but
she couldn't.
She couldn't.
Yeah.
So she goes and ends up back in Germany, goes to college and everything. She becomes a biologist and a conservationist. She's, like, advocating for preservation of the rainforest and all that stuff.
Cool.
And then in around the 90s, year 2000, the director Werner Herzog wanted to make a film of her, and she agrees. So they go in the film, they go back to the site of the crash and everything, and like, it's her reacting. And like, the first time she sees the plane in the film, she's like, has no emotion because she's like built such a wall up. But then it's like, as she sees other parts and like the wreckage, God, is still there in the year 2000.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, and this, I mean, is, yeah, and this what is are the they documentary?
Gonna, yeah, this is.
Is it the one you watched?
YouTube, yeah.
Oh, realistically, okay. Like, what are they going to do with the plane? Go get it?
Yeah, I know. So it's like huge pieces of the plane are still there, and she like, finally she got emotional. And it's like, so then she ends up writing a book about it, and that was released in 2011. But still, like, the fame of this whole thing is insane. Like, they're still pestering her. So she ends up changing her name.
Like pestering her in what way? Like what
just are they? Like asking her, like she just isn't equipped to deal with fame, I don't think.
Yeah.
And like she probably doesn't want to relive that shit.
Yeah, and she liked living in the jungle with her parents for 18 months, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she's still in Germany today, and she works at a zoology library, still doing what she loves. And she returns to Panguana 2 times a year, which is where the crash happened, and she like sets up a little, does like nature studies and studies a bunch of species. So, in to wrap things up, she was the only person who survived that flight crash. So they had another crash where only one person survived within a year.
That is that airline. Crazy.
Damn.
And that is the story of Juliana Koke.
How'd you hear about this?
I kind of went into a rabbit hole of like strange disappearances, and I was like,
oh yeah!
Look at this flight, the crash, and then I was like, "Oh, survival story."
Oh, cool!
I like the scariest survival stories to me are ocean ones, where people just float in the ocean.
Oh, I would much rather die in the plane crash than survive and be on a raft in the ocean.
It's like freaking
Castaway on steroids.
Yeah,
there is a guy I watched. It was like I shouldn't be alive kind of thing, and he survived for like.
I survived.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love that show.
The guy survived for like. Oh, it's something crazy, like 23 days out at sea or something like that.
Really?
And he was just like, at first he had like a raft that got torn apart by waves.
Man.
And then he was just like floating on his back and just floated and floated and floated. And then like the last day he was going to give up and he saw something coming towards him, like a dark shadow in the water coming towards him.
Sure.
And he said he was like, I was so happy that I thought it was a shark, that it was just going to kill me. He's like, that it was just going to kill me, and it turned out to be a big log. And that ended up saving his life. So he started floating with the log.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got to the point.
Like, was he like wrapped around it?
Yeah, he just like, he said it was like a really big log. So he like floated with it. And then it got to the point where he got by the land. And he could see land. But he was like so dead tired after, yeah, you know, 20 yeah. something days. And he could see land. And his thing kept wanting to go back out into the ocean, kept wanting to float out because of the tide. Mm. So it was like he could either swim to the land and abandon his life thing and die, not making the swim, or he could stay with that and hope that it goes to land. But he ended up swimming it, and like I guess he passed out with the tide. Like he passed out at the end of the. A wave carried him in, and people saved him.
It's, like, scary, too, as you get closer to land, because you have to get past the break of the waves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever I've been, like, swimming in the ocean, we're always like, oh, we got to get past the sketchy part of the break, and you always end up getting, like, barreled, like, washing machine.
Point break.
Yeah. I'm surfing.
Keanu Reeves. Okay.
I watched that today.
I've been surfing
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, we're changing it. Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze is playing, they're playing.
You're Patrick Swayze.
No.
You're Keanu Reeves.
Nope.
Why? I'm okay.
We're
with,
not doing that.
I'm okay with George
no,
Lopez.
No.
George Lopez, Bruce Willis with hair.
I'm not Bruce Willis.
Who was me again?
I don't know, some bitch.
Emma Stone. I feel like Emma
Stone. I feel like now, since you guys are those guys, I have to be someone. Betty White. I'll be Betty White.
Oh, Betty White. If you're listening, I will marry you right now. I will propose. I love Betty White with like a burning passion.
I love that
Bruce
moment.
Willis, if you're listening, I love you. Don't get me wrong. I just don't want you to play me.
George Lopez, dude, what's up? I hope you're doing well.
I know, huh? All right, well,
are we done?
Is that was it? A lovely uplifting story after the last episode's not so uplifting.
Decided to give stories. Us a little
something a little light,
a little positivity.
So Chris,
it's a little sketchy, a little scary.
I think the next one will be your turn.
It will be my turn.
Do you have any ideas, anything you want to tease
Yeah, so there is a series of stories that I've heard about that involve missing people and unexplainable conditions of their death.
Ooh.
We like the unexplained.
Yeah, so I will go into that, I think.
Maybe, and if not, sorry.
And if not, joke's on you.
If not, you are a bitch.
yeah, you're a bitch.
Listeners, not Chris. Also, my sources, there was a website called The Disciples of Flight. The Wings of Hope is the documentary. It's on YouTube. It's very interesting. Don't be playing Toon Blast while you're watching because you will forget to pay attention.
Oh, Toon Blast, that's epic.
And, of course, Wikipedia.
I cannot watch things and play Toon Blast at the same time.
I have to have a mindless show on to be
I cannot play Toon Blast.
We aren't even sponsored by Toon Blast, but we've said Toon
I
Blast
love it so
seven
much.
Times.
If you need me in a commercial Toon Blast, I'll do
Fuck
it.
Off. I'll do it. I'll do voiceover
forget,
work.
Forget Ryan Reynolds. Put me in a commercial.
Yeah, put Whitney in and I'll do the voiceover work.
Chris will do my voice. I'll yes. mouth the words. Chris will speak.
I'll be Whitney's voice. The Toon Blast.
Wow, Toon Blast. Sounds like a great
mic.
Game.
Yeah, you got the boom?
Yeah, I got the boom mic.
We'll just like redo the Ryan Reynolds commercial of Toon Blast. Chris will be the voice, okay. I'll be Ryan Reynolds, and Peyton will be the daughter. The okay. Ryan Reynolds' daughter who walks in on him swearing at Toon Blast.
Oh, that's right, yeah. There are a couple.
Yeah, the one where he has the double.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. They're pretty good, like they're pretty good commercials.
Yeah, decently. You're probably making good money, so congrats, Ryan.
For a shit game.
Okay, I think Ryan Reynolds would probably play me.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, George Clooney?
No, Tom Cruise, because he's going to kill me and replace me as for his Scientology.
No, you know, that's going to happen. Tom Cruise is going to kill you and take over your life, and we're not even going to notice. Like, the next podcast is going to be Tom Cruise as you.
They're going to be like, didn't you have a tooth gap before? And I'll be like, what? And you'll jump up on the table.
Is there a
up and down? Yeah. I think what's going to happen... Episode 10, when I present the Scientology facts, our podcast will blow up. We'll get huge. And then that's when, like, we'll get too close to the sun, you know what I'm saying?
Icarus, yep.
Yeah, we'll burn out.
Yep.
Our wax wings shall melt. And I think that's when Scientology will buy the rights to it, because we'll have slandered their name. What they'll do is buy the rights, edit the podcast, because I'll be dead. They'll have killed me by now. They'll edit the podcast and then make a movie saying how much we adored Scientology.
Where are Whitney and I?
I don't know.
Witness protection?
Argentina.
We're in Peru.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're converted to Scientology.
Yeah, we're in South America by now.
You're in South America.
South America. I'm in Scientology. Yeah. I'm Tom Cruise's right hand man.
I'm dating Miss Cabbage. Hitler.
He's still alive.
Anyways, good night, Atlanta.
Good night, Kansas City.
Good night, Las Vegas.